The adventures of Amina al-Sirafi begin with a knock on the door that shatters 15 years of peaceful retirement. Once feared as the Serpent of the Seas, this legendary 12th century pirate captain now lives quietly in a mountain village, tending her garden and raising her daughter Marjana. The tales of her exploits, serving human hearts to her sea beast husband, outsailing imperial navies, and plundering merchant vessels across the Indian Ocean, have faded to whispers in portside taverns. Until now, when wealthy noblewoman Salima bint Yusuf arrives, offering 1 million dinars to rescue her kidnapped granddaughter from a notorious Frankish mercenary, Amina faces an impossible choice. The fortune would secure Marjana's future forever, but returning to sea means risking everything she's built. Despite her mother's warnings and her daughter's tearful premonitions, Amina cannot ignore the debt of honor she owes to the girl's father, a former crewman who once saved her life. With reluctance and determination, she straps on her weapons, dusts off her captain's log, and prepares for one last voyage that will test not just her legendary sailing skills, but her capacity to protect those she loves. Amina begins reassembling her scattered crew. First is Delilah, a wild-haired poison maker whose pharmaceutical expertise equals her loyalty. Despite her reputation for eliminating terrible husbands, Delilah was Amina's only trusted companion during her daughter's birth. Their reunion reveals troubling messages from the Frankish mercenary, a self-proclaimed seeker of truth. Next, Amina orchestrates Tinbu's prison rescue from Aden. The operation leaves half the harbor ablaze as they reclaim her ship Marawati with its crimson sails. In Mogadishu, she finds Majed, now a respectable cartographer. Though initially reluctant, haunted by their violent parting 5 years ago, he eventually agrees to help decipher clues about the moon of Saba. Their tense conversation hints at deeper secrets, particularly regarding Marjana's parentage. With her crew reassembled, Amina sets sail for Socotra Island, each member bringing not just skills, but their complicated history with a captain they once followed into legend. What begins as a rescue mission transforms into a quest for the legendary moon of Saba, an artifact of immense power. Romantic legends describe it as a pearl created when lunar mansion Aldebaran fell in love with Queen Bilqis, granting wishes and supernatural abilities. But Amina discovers the truth is darker. When they rescue Dunya, she reveals the moon isn't a pearl but a wash basin, deliberately mistranslated to prevent discovery. In reality, Aldebaran was a lecherous lunar aspect who, rejected by the queen, enchanted her wash basin to spy on her bathing. The wise queen trapped him, harnessing his power. After Bilqis's death, the moon passed through many hands. Some users went mad gazing at their reflections, while others unleashed violence. Eventually, a trained family hid it in a remote cave where Aldebaran remained dormant, until now. This artifact reveals everything in the hidden realm, driving many to madness, and during an eclipse could unleash unprecedented destruction. On Socotra Island, Amina confronts Raksh, a supernatural being she married during a drunken night in the Maldives. With blue-striped skin, leopard spots, ivory scimitar claws, and gleaming tusks, Raksh is an ancient entity once worshipped as a god. Their hostile reunion reveals his accusation that Amina trapped him through their marriage contract. When she learns he betrayed her crew to Falco, causing deaths, she attacks him furiously. But a chilling realization stops her. Marjana bears unmistakable signs of Raksh's features. Faint blue striping visible in certain lights, birthmark-like spots, and claw-like nails. Fearing for her daughter, Amina quickly claims she knows a complicated divorce ritual. Despite his treachery, Raksh proves valuable, helping negotiate with ethereal peris and revealing the moon of Saba's true nature. His deeper motivation emerges. He wants Amina to become a legendary hero whose adventures will echo through centuries. Your adventures will live in epic poems grander than Antara and Dat al-Himma, he purrs, expertly targeting Amina's conflict between maternal responsibilities and yearning for glory. Amina leads her pirate fleet from Socotra to rescue her crew and recover the moon of Saba from Falco's camp. During the assault, she discovers Falco is a sorcerer controlling followers through magical oath bonds visible only to her enhanced vision. With her meteor blade, she severs these bonds, freeing both humans and a massive marid sea beast. In an underground chamber, Falco forces Dunya to complete the ritual summoning the moon of Saba. Despite Amina's attack, Falco seizes the silver basin, his eyes filling with celestial light as creatures emerge from shadows, boasting of accomplishing what none had since Solomon. Unknown to Falco, Dunya reversed the incantation. When he sees his reflection, the lunar spirit Aldebaran possesses him instead. Amina summons the freed scorpion marid, which breaks the cave wall, allowing in moonlight and seawater. Understanding the spirit needs freedom, Amina throws the moon of Saba at his feet. Aldebaran explodes into light, tearing from Falco's body, leaving him mortally wounded. After finishing Falco with her dagger, Amina retrieves Dunya and they escape. As the Marowati battles homeward, Amina contemplates returning to sea. She longs to show Marjana alternative paths, teaching her to read stars and sail beyond horizons. Her obligation to retrieve 4 more transgressions for the Paris conveniently justifies these desires. Knowing Rox will never release her, viewing her as the hero to fulfill his centuries-old purpose, she acts decisively. After seducing him, she chains him while he sleeps and sets him adrift with provisions, unable to kill him when Marjana might someday need to understand her heritage. When she reveals her need to collect more artifacts, her friends volunteer to join her. Dalila seeks magical knowledge, Tinbu dreams of treasure, and Mahed insists they'll balance adventure with family. Their support heartens her, though she still struggles with her dual roles. She delivers Dunya's letter to Salima, defending the girl's choice to become a scholar despite Salima's heartbreak. Reuniting with Marjana brings tears as Amina embraces her daughter with new resolve. Despite her mother's scolding, she embraces them both. "I am home," she declares, "and for now, that's enough." The Adventures of Amina al-Sirafi explores profound questions about identity, purpose, and legacy through a woman reclaiming her adventurous spirit while balancing motherhood. Dunya's transformation into Jamal represents liberation from societal constraints. By the story's end, Jamal emerges with cropped hair as Amina's chronicler, preserving her legend. The relationship between Amina and Raksh reveals the complexity of supernatural parentage. Amina spares Raksh, knowing her daughter might someday need to understand Marjana's demonic heritage. In a world where women's stories are often discarded, Amina stands revolutionary, a middle-aged mother whose greatest adventures begin after establishing a family. Her story suggests reinvention is possible at any stage, and responsibilities need not eclipse dreams. Against the medieval Indian Ocean's backdrop, Amina charts a course defying expectations, bridging motherhood and adventure while proving the most compelling legends embrace life's full complexity.